Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny.
Alice's morning show. This portion of the program is brought to you by...
Yes.
Nice. Is this hour's code word? Message and data rates may apply. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by the Oakland A's. Baseball's back, opening day and night with the A's. Check out athletics.com/green today. Can I say what you just handed me for 7:30?
Yes, you can.
We have Jay-Z and Beyonce tickets.
What?
Nice.
At 7:30.
On the Run 2.
Yes, yeah. Which is nice for all the people who got hosed yesterday. The pre-sale started yesterday. So this is just pre-sale. And within 1 minute, there were already, all the tickets were gone, and they were already popping up on resale sites, including Ticketmaster's resale site. So people were like, hold on a second. 1 minute later, there seems like there's something up here.
Well, yeah, some people have figured out how to work it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know how they do it, but they've figured it out.
I'm not the most tech-savvy person, but I... know how to work a computer, and I know how to get around the Google.
Right. And well done.
Thank you. And I swear I had no idea what site I was on when I bought those Hamilton tickets. Mm. I went to the site for the venue. I thought I was buying the tickets from the venue.
They're so clever the way they...
outrageous price, and it was only after the fact... that when I saw what I'd bought, mm-hmm. that those tickets were $80 tickets.
Yeah.
And I paid $1,700 for them.
Ouch. Oh, my God.
I sat in the nosebleeds, but I was all fevered up with Hamilton, everyone around me. Oh, it's the big thing. You mm-hmm. gotta go.
There's such
everyone's going to love it.
Redirect on tickets. Like I was telling you the other day, I went to go buy the tickets for this show my kid wants to go to in July. And I click on the thing, and I even typed in the venue. And yet the first thing that popped up wasn't the Fillmore box office. It was some other, it had Fillmore in the title. Like you just sort of glance, you go, oh, click the top thing. And I realized I was on a reseller. Mm-hmm. It was, and that's, I'm sure you did type in, you know, the box office for the Orpheum or wherever that.
And clicked on one that said Orpheum it, but it didn't take me to that. It took
They
me
make
to
it
a...
look really official, but there it is. And here's your choices.
Well, good that we've got tickets to help people get to the show, because that's going to be a doozy.
It is going to be a doozy. One person tweeted to Ticketmaster, can you explain to me how there can be resale tickets available on your site within minutes of a presale? You're allowing scammers to hike up ticket prices for true fans. Not cool.
What'd they say?
They didn't write back.
Oh, okay.
Another one said, how can all the Beyonce tickets be scooped up by 901? I thought we were trying to combat bots.
Well, that was presale, though, right?
Yeah. So I don't know how many there were.
Released there soon.
Right.
But you can get a free pair.
You can at 7:30.
All right.
Here on the Alice, we have tickets. We didn't get them from a reseller.
Well, we might have. It doesn't matter. You get them for free. Survivor was on last night.
Yeah.
Right when
so
it
good.
Ended, I texted Vinny like, oh, my God, we have to. Can't wait to talk about this.
Survivor.
So tell me what you think.
Well, I think that no girl should ever trust that boy, Michael.
Because.
Did you say no girl?
No girl. Well, he my our guy. I don't know. Who he dates, but
right.
I just made an assumption. Pardon me. At Tribal Council last night, and I won't tell you who went home or what
Why not?
Ultimately.
Just spoiler alert,
no,
we're
not,
talking about
I'm
Survivor.
Not going to spoil it.
Spoil it, spoil
but
it.
I thought, I was like, that guy just told the most convincing lie I've ever seen anyone tell on Survivor. Like, if I was sitting on the opposite side from his little alliance, I would have been like, oh my God. I mean, ultimately, it didn't work out in his favor. But I thought that is a very convincing lie. His whole delivery was so good. I was like, oh, that girls or boys, whoever, beware. That guy knows how to lie.
So when he.
Delicious.
Michael, is that his name?
I think so.
Whatever his name is, when he floated that idea at first, they were all on the beach in a meeting him and his little tribe.
And he tells them.
They're outnumbered, and so they're going to lose, and they're trying to make an effort to somehow keep their numbers and get someone to join them and get rid of. And when he floats that plan, I'm like, that's the worst idea of all time.
You're so stupid.
Okay? So he floats this idea, and he says how he's going to do it, and I'm thinking, that will never work. His execution was beyond
it was
anything
masterful.
That you could have believed he was capable of. And even though it didn't work, I truly, after the fact, went, now I know why he floated the idea, because he knew he could pull it.
Well, it was,
or at least knew he had a chance to pull it.
It was genius what he came up with, though.
He lied and did it. See,
beautifully.
I can't not smile or break up or start making faces, find one person to make eye contact with and start laughing, and it's
cool
ruined.
Cool as a cucumber. And then took it many steps further by saying, look, here's how it's going to go down. And this is your opportunity. You two, who I see as being on the bottom of that pyramid over there, yeah, you're safe right now, but what about when we're gone? They're going to start voting you off. Like, this is your opportunity to join us.
Now, Michael's the one who came in with the lie, right?
He's 18.
He's 18 and says he's 24 or something like that.
Yes.
He wants to be known as the youngest survivor.
To win.
Yeah.
Right.
He is mature beyond his years, or at least can fake it.
Or has some awesome liar in his life he's learned very well from. Mm-hmm. Because that was beautiful. I think the only thing that could have saved them, John said, Jesus, you know, that was tough, because they bought what he said. And even though it didn't change how they voted, they decided to just stick with their thing. They bought what he said. And lost my train of thought here, because I'm just thinking about how perfectly he situated that whole thing. If they had asked him for the piece of paper, that's the only thing that could have saved them from believing the lie.
Well,
if they'd called him on that, because he had a piece of paper that came with it.
But he didn't have to give it. He could just say, no.
Yeah.
You can't have that.
But that would undermine.
Sure, the lie.
But the lie didn't matter anyway. I just thought, oh, that's a person to be afraid of. Like, that's a person who in life is going to be able to really convince people with solid lies.
Well, he showed himself. And then once people know that about you, they don't believe anything
the
about you.
The sincerity on his. Right.
So
actually, right. He might have screwed himself
I've
over.
I've known people like that who have, once I have found out that's who they were. And I've even had people in my life brag, I can lie so well. And you're like, okay, well, but we're friends, and now I have to know that about you.
Right.
Yeah.
And like, now I know that I have to question
everything.
What's to
keep you from doing that to me?
I'm lying right now.
Right.
What?
Oh, well, there
it
is.
Am I telling the truth, or am I lying? Am I a great liar, or am I not a great liar?
People say that about actresses or actors, that if you go out with someone who can fake anything, that you can never
Are
be
they
sure.
acting right now? Is this just their mad
about
acting
their
skill?
Sincerity.
Right. Yeah, it's a...
he crushed
it. I know.
It.
He did crush it. I don't know whether to be like, wow, that's awesome, or holy crap.
No, it was
you're
awesome.
Totally devious.
It was for sure awesome. It was great for the game. It was super fun to see. I definitely... You wrote me and said, oh, the show. And I went, all right, well, I'm going to stay up and watch the whole thing. And I'm glad I did. It was really good.
What did you think about the girl who had the opportunity to play a game on Ghost Island and didn't? I mean, in the end, it did turn out to be the right decision.
I think that everybody's got a different level.
I could have never done that. I would have had to play that game.
Right. Everybody can handle different levels of stress, and it was clearly she was maxed out. She said it. I can't be alone. I'm good when I'm with people, but if I am alone, I come undone. And as she's saying that, she's being sent to her worst nightmare, which is to be alone on the island. Right. And so I get it. She was maxed out.
Right.
To me, I could never have said no to that.
Nope. I would have had to play
that game. I would have been like, yes. Like the answer, I couldn't have gotten the answer out fast enough that we're playing. It's on.
But in the end, it worked. I mean, if she had done that and lost, she would have lost a vote. She wouldn't have been allowed to vote at that tribal council that we're the one that we're talking about. And that would have screwed them, because it would have been a tie and they might have ended up having to go to rocks anyway.
I don't know how they, because I would have been, first of all, I would have done the game, and second of all, after I won the game, to the camera people, I'd be like, fuck. $5. I mean, I would break character and be talking to the camera people so much. I know they'd probably say,
Let's do this again.
None of this is going to get used.
You're not going to get on.
But I wouldn't be able to not be so excited.
What did you think about that kid Bradley who's like, well, I'm training to be a lawyer and this is just my practice for being a great lawyer. I'm playing like Boston Rob. And I mean, he's that dude is, I feel like he's going to be out pretty shortly because he's annoying.
Is he saying that to the camera or to the people?
He's saying it to the camera, but he's just, you know, he's sort of snarky and
he rubs me wrong. So that's the best. I don't want to be overly
right.
He rubs me wrong.
Yeah.
So I would have when that guy turned it on him, I went, oh, perfect.
I know. He's all,
oh yes, please get that guy because that guy, everything about him.
He just thinks he's running the game. Suddenly, boop, out on his ass. That would have been classic. All right. I've eaten up enough time. I have some stuff that I want to get to here. The birthdays today, as I was glancing down the list, there were a couple interesting ones. And it was like a ton of musicians and stuff. Hmm. For instance, Mark McGrath, who was just on Celebrity Big Brother, the singer for Sugar Ray, turns 50 years old today.
Oh, just want to fly.
He's in the club now. None of the boys on this show are in the club.
Nah.
But they will be soon.
Not soon enough.
50.
So also celebrating a birthday today, Bret Michaels turns 55, the lead singer of Poison. He won. He's also done some reality television. He won Celebrity Apprentice in 2010 and then hooked up with Miley Cyrus's mom. What?
He did?
And he had all those, I forgot what date Bret shows.
Yeah, he also...
when you say hooked up, you mean they were doing it?
Apparently. Oh. Doesn't he now have a wife and a couple kids and went back to it?
I think he finally married the woman who had his children and who he was been with all these years.
Yeah, except for the time when he was with Miley
Cyrus'
mom.
Except for that and except for the dating shows that he was doing to find love.
He got smashed on the head by like a light stand. Didn't he have like a brain tumor from that or
something? Something went on and he sued, I think, CBS.
Terrence Trent D'Arby is 56 years old.
He had a minute.
He did. I loved that song, Wishing Well. Were we playing that on this? Yeah.
How's that go?
It's Wishing Well.
Yeah.
You don't have to pull. It's okay. I'm going to move on to the next one. Also, and I felt like this is a lovely opportunity. Oh, go ahead. Turn it up. Boop, boop, boop. Boop, 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 boop. So Fabio is 59 today, and I think it was like 15, 16 years ago on this show when we had the Fabio album. He released an album.
Yeah.
Does it say what year it came out? So we started listening to it this morning. Brent and I did just to, you know, we'll pull a little bit of that. And it's
93.
Oh, my God. It's as magnificent as you remember. Like, play me the one about the date and everything. So you recognize this. We play this music all the time on this show. We played it this morning whenever there's anything sexy time. Right, Hooman?
Right.
Or I'll make the girl cry like that Coldplay. Oh, sweet. Yeah. This is a real thing. Mm. Oh, well, on a bearskin rug. Oh.
How many marriages broke up because of this crap? Some lady who's listening to it going, you never do anything with me.
Well, I'm not Fabio. This was an album called, I like The Adventures.
Break It Down.
Yeah. Oh.
Sarah's throat gurgled right in the middle of that silent spot. Jesus Christ.
How does that happen?
The song's making her hungry.
Oh, my God.
I don't know if people can hear it,
but everybody in this room, it's totally silent in here. And all of a sudden, my throat goes like... Blah, blah,
blah. The opposite of sexy, Sarah.
Are you sure about that? Because some people like a gurgling throat.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Why? Why does that happen?
Why does it?
I don't know.
Such a weird thing.
Anyway, Fabio Lanzoni is his name, and that is a real album with like 10 cuts on it, and everyone sounds like that. Like, that is so funny. I might put that on at my next party. Like, that's so funny. Gurg. Ah, Yeah.
Remember,
so it's called
that,
Fabio
that
After
bird
Dark.
Bird incident too. The bird.
Oh,
he
yeah.
was on a roller coaster and the bird flew into his head.
Oh.
Like a goose or something.
I don't know.
Like
what
a
kind
flock
of, bird.
Like of a, yeah, some
like
kind
a
of
gash. In
he
his
goes
head.
on a ride and mm-hmm. and the thing smashes into him. Oh, what else? What's he saying now? Oh, my special lady. Human, you love this, right?
It's good. I mean, it's weird, but it's good.
Hey, check out this video after he gets hit by the bird.
Oh, you. Oh, he's bleeding like a...
Yeah.
Boy, he really
I
got it.
I think he had stitches for that.
Oh, he's embarrassed. Look at him.
Well,
he's so
wouldn't
sad.
You be?
He's so... Yeah, you'd be like, oh, God, get me out of here.
He's,
I need
he's
to get
Fabio
to a mirror.
The whole time.
Mm-hmm. Need to get to a mirror, man.
Yikes.
So, Hooman, this is... You endorse this. This is... You feel like this is sexy and this...
I was a little surprised that we were playing this today.
I like that I he's trying to fix his hair while his face is just a bloody mess.
Oh, is that, do I still look beautiful?
I think endorse is too strong of a word.
It is? Okay. Yeah. But you do think that, you know, this sort of, like, he's got the right idea, the right music and the tropical island all alone, right?
The music part, absolutely. Tropical island alone seems like a lot of work.
Yeah.
Don't
probably
you want to be like...
Too.
You know, served.
Oh, so you're saying...
Like, go to a resort.
There have to be servants.
Well, there've got to be people to help you out. Yeah, absolutely.
You don't want to have to keep getting up and getting your own drinks.
And fishing and preparing stuff, like...
Right, like make us some food.
Right.
I
don't
want to sit
agree?
Here and eat Cliff Bars. I do agree. Now that you put it that way, you've actually made so much sense.
Hooman should make his own album like this.
Oh, my God! Hooman! Mm. We can record it at my house. I'm
Guide
serious.
Guide the people of the world.
Come, oh, my God. Hooman After Dark. Can Dr. Evil Genius and Garage Cat do a song each? Oh, my God.
I don't know this about the, that. I don't even know what happened to Garage Cat. We haven't heard about him in a long time.
Oh, is he okay?
Vinny?
I'm allowed to comment on this? I thought this was your bit.
Is Garage Cat all right?
You tell
how
us.
Is Garage Cat, Hooman?
Oh, wouldn't Vinny know more than me?
When
did
this become real life? I don't understand here. The cat doesn't live in the garage and hasn't for a long time. The cat's on Prozac and fine. There is no update needed. The cat is
That's why we don't talk about him anymore. He's quiet. He just sits in a corner.
Yeah, he's doing great.
You okay, Garage Cat?
I guess I am.
I guess you are.
I thought it was a bit. Okay.
Oh. Yeah, I don't understand. That took a very real turn. There were a bunch of other birthdays today, too, but... We're skipping those and all the other music news. What's coming up in the news, Ben?
Conference calls are difficult to work sometimes, and it can cause issues.
Uh-oh, what happened?
Wait till you hear this story after these.
Radio.com.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Benny, Alice's morning show. It's Thursday, and it's time for you to win some Jay-Z and Beyonce tickets. Apparently, these are very difficult to get. Even the pre-sale is all gone. It was gone within 1 minute. Greening on that. Surfboard. Splinters. Wooden.
I would tell her that they're not made of wood anymore.
Grinding on that surf.
But I guess that's...
Board.
She doesn't care, right?
Splinters on that surfboard. The tickets officially go on sale Monday, March 19th, 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com. The pre-sale was tough. It was over quick. But we have to forget all that. Skip the lines. Forget getting on your computer and getting them. Caller number 9 right now gets a pair. 800-400-3697. The On the Run Tour 2. On the Run 2. You ready, B?
Ready, B?
Let's go get them. Turn up. Jay-Z and Beyonce, can see them together. If you're calling number 9 right now, 800-400-3697. And that is that.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Jane in the Afternoon on Alice. Enjoy.
Jane, you're playing a game called...
called up to get by its real name.
There you go.
Making believe that you just don't feel the same. Oh, Jane.
Please drive home with Jane. She's a fabulous host, a great music picker. Just a great all-around person. Enjoy her.
You never can win, girl. Ding, ding.
Here's what's happening.
Like, Brent is so evil. Like, he's actually looking at Vinny waiting for him to pause so we can turn it back up.
We'll begin with the storm watch.
Oh, God, what's happening out there in the world?
Actually, good things. It continues to snow in Tahoe.
It's great.
Currently, the report says moderate to heavy snow for this afternoon through Saturday. Snow accumulations of 12 to 24 inches at lake level.
Whoa.
With 2 to 5 feet above 7,000.
That's nice.
Current temperature at 7 a.m., 24 degrees.
That's what we want.
Yeah.
That's what we're looking for.
So we've got snow, everybody. It's good news. Great to see late in the season.
Thunder, 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 do, thunder, 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 thunder.
Love it, right?
Yeah, it's nice.
I'll begin here with this story. Would you say it's fair to say about your life that you're almost constantly online?
No.
Okay.
I try to
not be, right?
I do. I actually make an effort to not be. I actually make an effort to put my phone down and not have it with me at all times. And I'm only on my actual computer really once a day.
A quarter of people, like general population, would say they are online almost constantly.
Well, let me ask you this. I mean, my phone is constantly attached to the internet. I could pick it up at any time and look at it and get messages or email. I mean, doesn't that kind of count?
I think it's about how often you're
sitting in front of a screen.
The internet.
I would say half the day. I guess, right? If I'm on my phone, I'm online. If I'm looking at email or whatever.
That counts. Yeah. I'd say counts.
Yeah.
Just the fact that it could go there doesn't count. But if you are on and looking at it, I'd say that counts.
Well, even when I'm walking around, I always try to make sure I have my phone with me because I want to get those steps in.
They say almost half people asked are on the internet several times a day.
Yes.
That's a fact.
Absolutely.
I'm in that category for sure.
Even if you just say, I'm going to look that up.
Yeah.
You know, we're all our own encyclopedia now.
I look stuff up because of this show all day
Absolutely.
Long.
Absolutely.
But then last night, for example, I'm watching the pro surfing contest in Australia. I'm online. And I was on from, I don't know, 2 in the afternoon till bedtime.
You just have it on near you so you can look over when it's exciting.
Checking in to see what was going on.
Right.
I needed to know, Sarah.
Well, let's put it this way. We all could be online all day, every day, but sometimes we go to the bathroom. Actually, nope. We bring it in there with us. Let's see.
With him.
Sometimes we put it down to talk to the humans in our lives.
It really made me think of the Oasis, which is
a whole world you can live
in. Well, but that's it. People are living in a whole world online. I mean, I don't know how much money you have. I don't know how you're shopping online all day, but there are other things you can be doing, whether it's blogging or reading or looking at YouTube videos. YouTube videos is a rabbit hole that can take half a day from you.
You're like, how is it 3 p.m.? I sat down here at 9. The Oasis, by the way, is the online world that everybody lives in Ready Player One, which is coming up in a couple weeks.
It sure is.
Oh, my God.
We'll be giving away tickets next week for our private screening.
Okay. So we all need more than we're getting.
What?
We all need more.
No.
Oh, snap.
What do you mean no?
I got you guys down and ready for your tickets.
Her head is hot.
Vinny needs an extra ticket.
Oh, an extra ticket?
Yeah.
What?
Well, I imagine he'd like to bring someone, so maybe two, but a total.
Okay, well, just imagine you're taking away tickets from listeners.
Yeah, we're fine with that.
Okay.
Sorry, listeners.
Sorry,
this is a very exclusive event.
Sarah and Vinny asked for it.
Yep.
I didn't really.
I'm totally fine with it. It's fine.
It
I'll put you
way,
down.
But all right.
Doesn't matter. I mean, it does matter. Sorry, that's not what I meant to say.
Nobody's wanted any of these tickets.
Give me the
anyway.
Name today, because I have the list and I'm turning it in today.
His name's Jason.
Okay, Jason plus one. Sarah?
Right.
I think I told you everything I need.
Okay. I was going to tell you guys. Hooman has a winner already for Beyonce and Jay-Z.
Oh, yeah. Right. That was Colin 9 Goes Fast, but we appreciate that you're still trying.
Stephanie from San Jose.
Oh, Jose.
Plenty of people.
San Jose.
Nowadays, find themselves on conference calls.
Oh yeah, tell me how this can go wrong. How can it possibly go wrong?
They also, we don't do the video conference calls, but a lot of people do that too.
You were saying your girl does, right?
She does them all.
She gets
day
dressed
long.
From the belly button up, mm-hmm. and
she does them all day long.
Yeah,
like that's pretty typical in Silicon Valley that people are working from home but doing conference calls.
It's like you're there.
And they're effective. They can do all the same stuff from their same desk. It's just their desk is at home.
Right.
You know? But their rig is no different than it would be at work. It's pretty cool, actually.
Yeah.
Anyway, a manager at Southern Power Grid in China, in Gangshu,
sure.
China, had a video conference call last week, and afterwards he forgot to turn off his video feed, so all of his employees...
Oh, no.
Watched as a female worker came into the conference room and they started doing it right there on the table.
Oh my God.
Right. The footage was posted on social media this weekend, but Chinese censors quickly pulled it down as they don't have
a free and unlimited
freedom to run that kind of stuff.
So what happened to the people? Was he a married dude?
Here's what happened.
Married?
The two people that posted it are the ones in trouble.
Not the idiot who didn't turn it off?
The boss says, that didn't happen. That's a fake video. That's not me.
Oh.
He's been framed, Sarah.
Oh.
Na, 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 na.
I've been framed.
So the two employees that posted that are in trouble. The boss is not in trouble because he wasn't there. That didn't happen.
Oh.
He didn't do it.
Oh, man.
Man.
He's not that guy.
It's good to be the boss.
I guess it is.
In China.
Right.
Those two are fired, huh?
The other two are... No, they're not just fired. They're facing defamation charges for posting a phony video of their boss doing it with an employee.
Oh, boy.
He didn't do that. That never happened.
You lied.
Right.
You're liars who posted a fake video.
You put my face on a video.
And so all the other people who saw it are like, yeah, what the boss said.
Right. Well, what are you going to say if you see you're getting defamation charges and fired?
I'd like to keep this job and continue to exist in the world. I don't want to be one of those people who disappears.
Home sellers, here's a new trend. I know this for a fact because I know my mom did it.
Oh, okay.
Home sellers are now using, they say spy cams, but, you know, people have security cams in your house.
Sure.
I don't necessarily think that, but, okay, they're referring to them as spy cams here.
Even though it's your house, you're not spying on anything but your own stuff.
Right. Home sellers are now using spy cams to gather intel on prospective buyers during open houses.
Oh.
Is it wrong? My mom goes, I called her and she goes, and I go, what are you doing? She goes, they're showing the house. This was when she sold the house in
Seattle.
And she goes, so I'm watching them inside. And I'm all, what? And she goes, yeah, well, I'm trying to see. And she goes, and they sat on my bed. And I'm all, well, you know, mm-hmm. I mean.
Well, they're not buying the bed, Vincent.
Right. They shouldn't be sitting. So she was kind of rooted, like, now I got to wash all my stuff. They're jumping on my bed.
Oh.
What's that all about? But she felt perfectly justified, and I actually don't think she's wrong. It's your house. You're showing it, and...
It's an open house. People should behave themselves while they're touring someone else's house that's for sale.
True. Do you think there should be some kind of either the real estate person or whoever showing the house or a posted sign that says...
This house is under video surveillance.
Correct.
During the open house.
I don't know.
Yeah. Yes, I do think
you
that
do?
That's... Sure.
All right. I can definitely also see that if you're watching the video and people are all, I really like it, that a buyer or a seller could be all, oh, well, I'm not coming down.
Right. Or if everybody who walks into one room says, oh, God, this wallpaper.
Well, there it is.
You'd know. Got to get rid of that.
The headline is, right. Home yeah. sellers are using spy cams to gather intel.
So. I don't think that's wrong. I do agree, though, that a posted sign, even if it's a small one, right on the, you know, right by where you pick up the info sheet, house is under video surveillance. And that will also keep you, they say a lot of times things get stolen from your house during an open house. Mm-hmm. And if 50 people have come through, you're not going to be able to pin that on anybody.
Do the in-house cams have
audio?
Audio, thank you.
Some of them do.
I had a set that did. Could sit and listen.
My Nest can listen. Mm-hmm. I don't use them because no one's robbed my house yet. But if someone does, in fact, in
will
my
you be
house,
able to rewind the video and watch?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Well, I pay for 7 days of storage.
Oh, that's
so
great.
Or whatever. No, 30 days, something like that. So I could go back and watch. I don't because there's nothing happening. But there's also, when I'm over there, I put stuff in front of the cameras so I'm not being in my own video.
Oh.
You know.
Yes.
In case I'm doing anything I don't want.
Saved up on the
any
cloud.
Any record of, right.
Oh.
No one wants to see that. Well, least of all me. Our text number is 800-400. I don't remember the rest.
Oh, my God. What is the matter with you and the text number lately? Say the whole text number.
800-400-3697. Good morning, my favorite morning crew. Vinny, I agree that the situation with Katy Perry is nothing like Weinstein. However, I don't think that was the point of the previous texter. It is that dismissal tone that us men and some women have taken that allowed Weinstein to become Weinstein. If the men and women in the position of protecting those young people from... If the men and women in the position of protecting those young people from getting abused, instead of dismissing it by saying it was just a kiss, it was just a butt grab, maybe his robe opened by accident, Weinstein wouldn't have gotten away with it for so long.
And I'm sure he got worse and worse over the years. They're saying any little thing, you got to be militant about it. That's it. Off with her head.
Katie's head.
We're putting her to death. Katy Perry kissed a dude and he didn't like it.
510 says, I don't like Bradley. I wish he would have gone home.
Yeah, I don't like him either. Watch his mouth too. He's got no real lips and it's like this little small round. Wow.
He brings something out in people. I can tell that he probably encounters that a lot in life.
People who are just like, oh. Because he's a little bit like self-righteous, eye-rolling kind of guy.
Right. He's got that. I don't even want to say this out loud. But you never want to stop punching his face. You just see it and go.
He has a face in need of a punch. In need of a fist. Yeah, he's very. He's one of those people that you just. You almost can't believe that they're condescending to you. Like, oh, really?
You.
Okay.
Right. Sarah, how bleeping weird is this dude, Sebastian?
Oh, he's so strange. Such
like
a strange
you said
boy.
Before, he's one gene away from being super ugly.
I said that?
I don't know, but there he is. That's
yeah,
his
he's
picture.
A weird. He's like, you're right, you can't tell if you think he's good looking or not.
He's not good looking.
Well, some angles, no. He's all right. His eyes are pretty. He's got nice eyelashes.
He's built
body.
Okay, so
yeah.
I could see that you might do him and say, you know.
I'll just close my eyes when I look at your
what
face.
What do they say, butterface?
Yeah.
So I could see why you might say, well, sure.
Yeah, I don't know. He's like, he's got a weird, there's a weird attractiveness mixed in with the like, ooh, what's going on with that guy's face?
So I could see you saying something like, I'll have a few drinks and, you know, turn my back to him.
Sure.
Or not.
Yeah, or not.
Do you guys remember Johnny Fairplay on Survivor when he and his friend lied about his grandmother dying so they could get the reward? Yes, and that was one of the most masterful, most spectacular plays ever done on Survivor. But that person who burned so brightly burned out so quickly because that was his one move.
Yep.
It was genius, but he just didn't have anything else to back up that major play. Right?
Yeah.
And then he came back and he just walked off the show because he really couldn't get,
any traction. Like nobody was ever going to buy anything he ever said again.
Right. It was over for him.
Yeah.
So he's, I want to go see my girlfriend.
You're not wrong in that this dude, Michael, who told this just really, it's not even that the lie worked because it really didn't in the end, but it was so masterfully told and so believable that it puts you on edge with that guy because you're like, well, what else is he telling me that's a total lie?
Well, it was for sure the execution. It was masterful because when he said his plan, I went, that's not going to work.
Yep, no. Nope.
You'll never pull that off. Yep. And then when he started doing it, I'm like, oh, my God.
He is an amazing actor. He should be an actor.
I would join his team. Mm-hmm. I would leave. I don't like Bradley. I'm out of here.
Does anybody like Bradley? I mean, come on, it's Bradley.
Let's get rid of this guy.
Yeah. Yikes.
What's coming up in the trash?
Oh, is it that time?
Yeah,
already?
It is.
Goodness gracious. I am going to start with Stormy Daniels. I just have a quick thing about her. You're going to be... It's sickening what's happening. And also, kids of famous people. Got a cute little story for you right after this.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.